Alright, today's article is 3 things you need to know in securing your future as a salesperson. The times, they are changing, and we especially see this and the constant transitions occurring in the sales industry. This makes the salesperson's approach from yesteryear's no longer as efficient or effective. For example, the B2C norm for selling used to be knocking on every household door and pitching your product. While doing that might still produce a sale, although unlikely, the focus for most salespeople has long shifted onto social selling. The hype of social took wings no longer than 5 years ago, and now it has become the core approach to sales. But will it be as effective with the iGen demographics? To some, the future is bright, and to others, it is blight. What works today might not work tomorrow, and it's troubling to commonly notice that more and more salespeople are left high and dry by their inability or reluctance to keep up with the times. In a 2015 Sales Enablement Forum, the Vice President and Principal Analyst of Forrester said that it is his belief that a quarter of the B2B salespeople in existence will be displaced by 2020. Of the four main seller archetypes, salespeople who are known to be order takers are projected to take the biggest hit in jobs lost. That is the harsh reality of life. Think about it. The age of self-driving cars is almost upon us, and it should positively intrigue all of us. The science and technology behind it are groundbreaking. But have we considered how it would affect the taxi industry, and more specifically, its drivers? How soon will it be before a more than century-old occupation gets worn away by our own advancement? In knowing this, here are 3 things you need to know so as to not get left behind. Point 1. Time and tide wait for no man. The sales industry is not exempt from extinction, but what we have done very well to survive is continuously evolve with the times. The definition of evolution is the process by which traits that enhance survival and reproduction become more common in successive generations of a population. Simply put, to be a sustainable salesperson, every interaction with a prospect allows you the opportunity to evolve, be it in picking up new skills or dropping bad habits. Once you are consistent in your growth mindset, even when the consumer behavior shifts, you will still be at the forefront of that momentum instead of struggling to catch up. Remember, sales is a game of survival of the fittest. Point 2. Embrace technology. It is that simple. The approach and tools in selling has gone from strength to strength for a reason. For most of us, Microsoft Office is still a godsend. In more recent times, the popular examples of tools that has helped us as salespeople are CRM, SaaS, digital marketing, cloud computing, big data, and many more. How many of these have you effectively used as part of your sales process? The most common answer we get when we ask salespeople why they are missing out on using any of this is, "I have tried it, but it is not for me." It is the right answer. It is just taken in the wrong concept. These tools were never meant for you. They were created with your customers in mind. The intentions behind any product a salesperson can use is to enhance the prospect and interaction experience. Some tools are made to free up more time for you to focus on the prospects. Some are to highlight potential leads, and some ensure you have all your resources readily available when you go out to meet your prospect. So use them. Point 3. Skynet is here. Acknowledge it or be terminated. If we had to put it all in a nutshell, the moral of this story would be act on today, plan for tomorrow. To be successful, you want to always be ahead of the curve. Of course, none of us has that crystal ball, so whatever path we decide will be predictive at best. But sometimes the signs are there and they are obvious. For example, artificial intelligence is the future, if it's not already here. We are seeing basic levels of AI encroach on our day-to-day whether we know it or not, especially those who use Facebook, Spotify, Alexa, or Google Home. The trend says that AI will disrupt sales in a good way and will be a salesperson's new best friend. It can help look at old deals and create new deals. Prospect leads without it going stale. Make predictions on the sales forecast for us and much more. So, That's what 2020 is going to be like. And once you start acting on it, the cycle repeats itself. And you should be thinking what 2025 will have in store for you. All right. Thanks for listening today.